Hello, guys. I'm back. This time I want to talk about small talk. So, small talk. What's the meaning of a small talk? You know, recently I've been studying one of AJ's lessons, VIP lesson, VIP program from AJ Hill. So, the topic's name is small talk. And it's about, you know, introduction, mainly and specifically. Is about, you know, introduction. Usually because, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I'm a shy type. Usually I have problems to talk with people and start a conversation, especially because I remember there was once I went to a park nearby, and I was sitting there and I was reading a book, and someone came over and talked to me, and he said that, "Hey, how are you?" I said, "Okay, hey, how are you?" And he said, "Fine." I said, "Fine." And everything died there, you know, the conversation died. And, you know, that person wanted to talk to me. And, you know, I had nothing to, you know, talk about. And it was terrible, you know, because, you know, at the moment, I don't have much of a friend, especially. Offline, not online. Yes, I have lots of friends in Zamashunas, but when it comes to offline, you know, in real life, it's far, far different, because I have only one friend. And especially I remember a day my friend, my best friend at the moment, his name is Cheyenne, he said that at first when I saw you, I thought that one day I would, you know, fight with you. So, because I was a shy type, usually I would stay somewhere and scowl somehow, you know, somehow, and sitting somewhere, and you know, everyone would think that I was bragging about something, or you know, I was a tough guy or something. But it wasn't the case, you know. After a couple of months, you know, of, you know, giving some introductions, and you know, the time went past, and he found out that no, I'm not that bad. And he decided to communicate with me, and now we are best friends. And you know, everything begins with introduction, right? You know, because any of us here have friendship, and we have lots of friends, and that friendship start somewhere. Is that right? You know, somewhere, or maybe sometime, we start a conversation, and then it continued up until now, and we've been friends with our friends. Is that right? So we are friends at the moment. So it's kind of, in my opinion, it's kind of very important if we know about small talks usually and introductions, because you know, I could have had lots of friends up until now, not only one. It's terrible, right? Because I lost a lot of, you know, opportunities to find friends, and it was terrible when I'm thinking about those opportunities which I had lots of chances to find lots of friends. It was terrible because of my shyness or something, because, you know, lack of ability to have a small talk and introduce myself in a good manner and a good way. It was terrible. In my opinion, it was very, very bad. And of course, maybe you had these kind of experiences. And maybe some of you guys says that no, it's not good to have lots of friends. No, in my opinion, we have to get acquainted with people. It's not about, you know, being a best friend or something. No, it's about, you know, communication. It's about connections. So we need small talk, and there are several strategies that you can find in AJ's VIP lessons, and you can go on and listen to it in application, zabonshenasis application, which is a great, great way to learn lots of different things from life, you know. Recently I decided to stop listening to AJ's lessons because I was bored somehow, you know. I decided to take a rest and decided to make myself a little bit relaxed, so I decided to learn English through films. And after a couple of chapters, you know, seeing films and movies, and then I decided to come back and listen to AJ again. So it was a good experiment, because it was far, far good, and now I'm enjoying AJ Hogg again. And of course, I'm using lots of books, lots of different books at the moment. So at the moment, my deliberate practice is more like, you know, reading books. It's from them, not AJ Hogg. Yes, I learned several different things from AJ, maybe a couple of vocabularies or so, but most of my learning from now on, usually, and a couple of months ago, has been coming from, you know, books, because especially my vocabulary and grammar is coming from books. So yeah, my deliberate practice is more from books. By the way, let's get back to our topic. You know, I don't know, guys, do you have any idea about small talks or something? But for me, it's terrible, because I had no idea how to introduce myself. So usually, I was a shy type, and I would, you know, somehow run away from people. I decide, usually, when it comes to have decisions about communication, I would try to, you know, hide myself and be somehow mediocre. I'm not that communicative or something. Mostly I run away from people. I don't want to. I had no idea how to communicate with people, so that's the behaviors usually I have. But from now on, I decided to change myself, and I listened to some strategies from AJ Hogg. For example, putting a bait, you know. For example, if someone asks me, how are you, instead of saying, hey, I'm fine, or maybe I'm good, I can put some bait in it. Maybe I say, I'm phenomenal, you know. At the moment, I'm coming back from the gym, and I strained lots of weight. I'm pretty much, you know, exhausted, but at the moment I'm energetic, you know. I'm this kind of person. So the opposite side, the person who's listening to me, will respond to a lot of different aspects of my conversation. Is that right? Because I'm not just saying I'm good. At the moment, I'm saying more than that. I'm saying, for example, about, yeah, I went to gym, I strained lots of weights, and then I'm super energetic, I'm great, I'm phenomenal, and it's amazing. Is that right? So it's about that. You can learn lots of different things out, because at the moment I'm listening to it maybe for 2 days. I had no idea lots of how to converse and give you guys the strategies, because I'm not a coach or something, but I learned a lot of different things. For example, it's about giving more information about yourself. Just don't say I'm fine or okay or what's your job. For example, you say just I'm an accountant or something, it's done. When you say such a thing, the communication is done, and it will die somehow. So I learned from it, and I was just thinking, maybe in the future I'll use it, maybe with tourists. You know, Mirash, usually when I go to downtown, and when I am in a most crowded place in Rasht, so when I go there, and usually there are several tourists there. There are people who comes, from other countries, and they're tourists, and of course they know English. Maybe one day I'll decide to talk with them. I don't know when. I've never tried it, but maybe one day I'll do it. I'm not scared. I had no idea how to talk with them, because I had no idea how to start a conversation. There were several plans in my head. I was just thinking maybe I just go and say, "Hey, how are you? You're here for business or vacation or something." The response, wouldn't be so great because they won't feel safe. Who is this person? Why he's asking me these kind of questions? So, it was somehow like obstacle that was actually preventing me to communicate with tourists. So at the moment I feel more relieved about this. Maybe in the future I will try, or maybe I'll record the conversation if they let me, and I'll share it with you guys. But I'm not making any promise. Maybe in the future. I don't know when it's gonna be, because at the moment, last day, and of course a day before, after 2 weeks of staying at home, I finally decided to go to park and read some books. And usually I don't go out that much, so don't expect me to go and talk with tourists or something. So yeah, okay. I talked too much, guys. I hope you guys enjoy this, and of course go and listen to AJ's conversation, AJ's presentations about small talks, and then give me your own opinion. Maybe you can have your own Let's Talk, and please, please, please participate more. I'm looking to I'm looking for listening to you guys, because mostly I believe I've never lost any Let's Talk challenge. I listened to lots of them. Maybe there were several Let's Talk I lost, and I didn't find a chance to listen to them. And I'm sorry about that. But mostly, if I have a chance, if I have time, I won't let it go, and I will listen to it and enjoy your voice and conversation, because it's more like enjoying English. It's more like speaking and practicing our speech, but it's more than communicating. It's more like talking, right? At the moment, I'm giving you my own opinion about small talk in English, and you guys will listen to me, and then you will give me your own opinion, and that's great. And that's what I want. It doesn't matter if you can't speak super fluently or you have lots of mistakes. Who cares? No one cares. No one here cares. Is that right? Because we want just to communicate. We want to enjoy our conversations and our opinion in English. And of course, write on your blogs, because there's a good chance to write and communicate and know each other better. I know several people who made their blogs and never posted anything. So please make an attempt and post something, write something. Maybe several lines is enough, maybe one paragraph. It's amazing. I'm gonna read it, and I'm gonna like it, and I'm gonna give you guys my own opinion. And I'm looking for knowing your opinion, guys, on my blog posts. So do it. Maybe you can speak on Let's Talk, or maybe you can write, and it's gonna be amazing. Let's enjoy our English. Come on. Okay, guys, thank you for listening to me again, and hope you have a good time with English, and see you later.